ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। हरे कृष्णा। वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 11 चैप्टर 13 द हंस अवतार आंसर्स क्वेश्चंस टेक्स्ट नंबर 33। एवं विमृश्य गुणतो मनसस्त्रिवस्था मन्मायया मयि कृता इति निश्चितार्था संचिद्य हार्दमनुमान सदुक्ति तीक्ष्ण ज्ञानासीन भजत माखिल संशयादिम् एवं विमृश्य गुणतो मनसस्त्रिवस्था मन्मायया मयि कृता इति निश्चितार्था संचिद्य हार्दमनुमान सदुक्ति तीक्ष्ण ज्ञानासीना भजत माखिल संशयाधिम् एवं विमृश्य गुणतो मनसस्त्रिवस्था मन्मायया मयि कृता इति निश्चितार्था संचिद्य हार्दमनुमान सदुक्ति तीक्ष्ण ज्ञानासीना भजत माखिल संशयाधिम् Matajis, evam thus, vimrishya, considering, gunatah, by the modes of nature, manasah, of the mind, triyavastah, the three states of consciousness, mat mayaya, by the influence of my illusory potency, mai, in me, kritaha, imposed, iti, thus, nishchita artha, those who have ascertained the actual meaning of the soul, sanchitya, cutting off, hardam, situated in the heart. Anumana by logic, Sat Ukti and by the instructions of sages and the Vedic literatures. Tikshna sharpen, Jnana of knowledge. Asina by the sword. Bhajata, all of you worship. Ma, me. Akhila, of all. Samshaya, doubts. Adhim, the cause. False ego. Translation and purport by the disciples of His Divine Grace, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Translation. You should consider how, by the influence of my illusory energy, these three states of mind caused by the modes of nature have been artificially imagined to exist in me. Having definitely ascertained the truth of the soul, you should utilize the sharpened sword of knowledge acquired by logical reflection and from the instructions of sages and Vedic literatures to completely cut off the false ego, which is the breeding ground of all doubts. All of you should then worship me, who am situated within the heart. Purport. One who has obtained transcendental knowledge is no longer dependent on the three stages of ordinary consciousness, namely waking, dreaming, and dreamless sleep. One who thus rids one material mind of the tendency to become the enjoyer of the inferior energy of the Lord, and one sees everything as part and parcel of the Lord's potency, meant only for the enjoyment of the Lord Himself. In such a state of consciousness, one naturally surrenders fully to the Lord's devotional service, which Lord Hamsa here advises the sons of Lord Brahma to take up. Hare Krishna. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupah Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha. Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu, Dina Bandhu Jagatpate, Gopesha Gopika Kanta, Radha Kanta Namastute, Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi, Radhe Vrinda Vaneshwari, Vrishabhanu Sute Devi, Pranamami Hari Priye, Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha, Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha, Patitanam Pavanebhyo, Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, Shri Advaita Gadadhar, Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna. The purport says, one who has obtained knowledge, transcendental knowledge, is no longer dependent on the three stages of ordinary consciousness. In such a state of one thus rids one's material mind of the tendency to become the enjoyer of the inferior energy, and one sees everything as part and parcel of the Lord's potency, meant only for the enjoyment of the Lord Himself. In such a state of consciousness, one naturally surrenders fully to the Lord's devotional service, which Lord Hamsa here advises the sons of Lord Brahma to take up. So this purport from Canto 11, Chapter 13, Text 33. If you see here, in Gita there is one verse which comes in 13th chapter, which says, Kshetra Kshetra Gayor Gyanam. Kshetra Kshetra Gayor Evam Antaram Jnana Chakshusha. So this verse is telling how one should learn to see with the eyes of knowledge. Bhuta Prakriti Moksham Cha Ye Vidur Yanti Te Param. One who sees with the eyes of knowledge the difference between the body and the knower of body. So one sees the difference between Kshetra and Kshetragya. One who sees the difference between body and knower of body can also understand the process of liberation from bondage in material world. So Kshetra Kshetragyor Evam Antaram Jnana Chakshusha. Jo Jnana Chakshu se dekhte hai, one who sees with eyes of knowledge, he sees the difference, what is a living entity, how there is an inferior energy, as it is mentioned in the purport, and living entity is not the enjoyer of the inferior energy, and how living entity is a part and parcel of the super soul. So how Kshetra, Kshetragya, Purusha, Prakriti are different. If you see in a Bhagavad Gita, this chapter, 13th chapter, it mentions nature, enjoyer and consciousness. This is the chapter all about. This is the chapter all about Prakriti, Purusha and Kshetra, Kshetragya. We will see some sections from this, that how one in the eyes of knowledge knows how to differentiate between them. So the first verse which talks, where Arjuna is asking the question, please tell me how to differentiate, because this all looks so confusing. It is very difficult to differentiate between this Kshetra, Kshetragya. Because sometimes in life a person gets confused. And when a person gets confused, bewildered, that why life is doing like this to me. Like sometimes we see somebody at a very young age is going through a lot of suffering. And when a person at a young age is going through a lot of suffering, it makes him question, it makes his whole family question us, it makes us question ourselves, why this is happening. Like at one point it was written that humne aisa kya guna kiya hai, humne aisa kya guna kiya hai ki tamannao wali umr mein tajurbe mil rahe hain. Looks like the poem is more exciting than the shloka. Everybody got excited. Humne aisa kya guna kiya hai ki tamannao wali umr mein tajurbe mil rahe hain. And maybe some of us sitting here must be thinking, arre, ye to mere hi jeevan hai. Ki tamanna wali umr mein, the life when you are supposed to enjoy ambitions, you are supposed to enjoy life, and suddenly you are loaded with a lot of experiences. Then you wonder that, do I have control over my life? Do I have control over the area? Do I have control over my plans? I had certain plans, I had certain ambitions. Am I the purusha? Am I the enjoyer and am I not the enjoyer? Or it seems somebody else is enjoying this world through me. Or my prakriti is enjoying me. And then another confusion about whether I am Purusha or not Purusha, whether I am enjoyer or not enjoyer. Sometimes there is a lot of misunderstanding in the world. There is a lot of like misunderstanding in Hindi is called as Galat Femia. And somewhere it was written, गलत फहमियों के किस्से इतने दिलचस्प हैं, गलत फहमियों के किस्से इतने दिलचस्प हैं कि हर ईंट सोचती है पूरी दीवार मुझ पे ही खड़ी है. सो दैट इज अनदर थिंग. सो देयर इज अ मिसअंडरस्टैंडिंग दैट एवरीबॉडी इज थिंकिंग आई एम द मेन एंजॉयर, बट नो, यू आर जस्ट वन पार्ट एंड पार्सल ऑफ द होल थिंग. एंड सिंस सच काइंड ऑफ मिसअंडरस्टैंडिंग, सच काइंड ऑफ कंफ्यूजन हैपन. एंड सिमिलरली एप्रिसिएशंस, हुम एप्रिसिएशंस गो टू. Because everybody feels he deserves appreciation or she deserves appreciation. She or he is holding the whole thing together. Like there's another kavita which says, Umr bhar uthaya bojh us keel ne, log tarif tasveer ki karte rahe. So that is another thing. So keel is thinking, I am doing everything, but tasveer is thinking, look at me, I am the most beautiful. But keel is thinking, look, you are not the beautiful, I am holding you. I am the one who is putting you in front of the world. So who is Purusha, who is Prakriti, who is enjoyer, who is being controlled, who is Kshetragya? There is a confusion. Everybody thinks he is the controller, he is the enjoyer. But no, there is somebody else. So Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Krishna, he answers this question to Arjuna. He says, I will explain you. Kshetragya cha api mam vidhi sarva kshetre shubhas Bharata. I am the Kshetragya in the whole creation. I am the another Kshetragya. So as this verse is telling, please try to see you are thus part and parcel of the Supreme. You are not the controller of inferior energy. So please see your connection. There is a Supreme behind you. So aap keval Kshetragya nahi hai, aapke piche koi dusra bhi Kshetragya hai. Right? Like Srila Prabhupada is very conscious. He is preaching, he has so much faith, so much Shraddha, that how Supreme Personality of Godhead says, Yoga Kshema Vahamyam. And he reflects this Shraddha in the presence of Lord as the provider in one of his conversations where he is telling, please chant Hare Krishna. What does it take to chant Hare Krishna? Chanting Hare Krishna is so simple. You do not have to pay any tax to chant Hare Krishna. And then he says, suddenly, I think in the middle of the lecture, this thought comes in his mind and he's thinking, his divine grace suddenly gets this reflection and he says, there is no tax you have to pay to Hare Krishna. But maybe, I think communist government will charge you tax for chanting Hare Krishna also. Because they don't want you to chant Hare Krishna. And then they will say, oh, you are chanting Hare Krishna, you are wasting so much time sitting free, looks like you have so much money, you pay tax. And then Prabhupada says, but do not worry. You keep chanting, Krishna will provide tax also, Yoga Kshema Vahameham. So there is so much Shraddha that there is a Krishna part and parcel behind the living entity. He is the controller, he is the provider. So Krishna is telling, Kshetragya cha api mam vidhi, mujhe bhi pehchano, mere ko bhi jano, mere se bhi dosti karo. Kshetragya cha api mam vidhi, sarva kshetreshu bharata. And I am the controller of all kshetras. Kshetra kshetra gayor jnanam yattaj jnanam matam mama. One who knows this science is a person in real knowledge. He is a person in real knowledge. Now, then he says, I will explain you what is kshetra and what are its interactions. And he says the interactions of kshetras will always lead to four things. Happiness, distress, ichha, dvesha. Desire, hatred. He says the moment senses will interact with sense objects, four things will always result, ichha, dvesha, sukham, dukham. He says, you can't avoid this. Because senses sometimes will meet sense objects which are not so pleasing, and senses sometimes will be separated from sense objects which are very pleasing. Those which were very pleasing and you will be separated. Similarly, senses will be separated from sense objects which are not pleasing and therefore it will give you happiness. And sometimes senses will meet sense objects, so there is an interaction which will give you happiness because you like those sense objects. So this kind of meeting and separation will go on, and when this kind of meeting and separation will go on, will definitely lead to lot of happiness, distress, icha, dvesha, sukham, dukham. Like somebody wrote a poem. Now this poem reflects. I thought let's give some class on poems. We got some collections. So there is a shloka and there is a poem. Now this poem says, I have no idea who has written this, but whoever has written very nice lines. It says, Ek roz hum juda honge, na jane kahan kho jayenge. Tum laakh pukaroge humko, par lot ke hum na aayenge. Par lot ke hum na aayenge. Thak haar ke din ke kamo se, jab raat ko sone jaoge. You know, it is said that nowadays the world has less logic, more emotions. They are very quite emotional. As the age is progressing, people are becoming more emotional. So they like more emotional stuff sometimes. They can't understand logic. So you have Gita, Kshetra, Kshetrajna analysis. Somebody reads that, oh, sab, it goes, as you said, goes bouncer. You don't understand, but then you explain, okay. Par lot ke hum na aayenge, lot ke hum na aayenge, thak haar ke din ke kamo se, jab raat ko sone jaoge, dekhoge jab tu phone ko, paigam mera na paoge. पर लौट के हम ना आएंगे हम लौट के हम ना आएंगे एक रोज ये रिश्ते छूटेंगे दिल इतना ज्यादा टूटेगा एक रोज ये रिश्ते छूटेंगे दिल इतना ज्यादा टूटेगा फिर कोई ना हमसे रूठेगा फिर कोई ना हमसे रूठेगा हम ना आंखें खोलेंगे तुमसे कभी ना बोलेंगे आखिर उस दिन तुम रो दोगे ए दोस्त तुम मुझे खो दोगे Please do not cry. So the point is, Kshetra, Kshetrajna, happiness, distress, Icha, Dvesha, these kind of interactions are going to create havoc in people's life. Just a simple thing as is, raat ko phone dekhoge, paigam nahi aayega, SMS didn't come, person is devastated. Message not coming, devastated. Simple thing. So, happiness, distress, Icha, Dvesha. So then he says, what to do? Should we just keep analyzing? Oh, this is sense object interaction. This is inferior energy. I am superior energy. What should I do? The whole day will go in analysis only. Analysis will make you more frustrated. Paralysis by analysis. So then he says, what are you supposed to do? The next thing he says, Lord Krishna says, he says, if you want to understand Kshetra, Kshetrajna, Purusha, Prakriti, then please understand 20 steps of knowledge. If you apply these 20 steps of knowledge, life will be really blissful. Itam, what is that? Etat jnanam iti proktam agyanam yatat vanyatha. This is jnana, other than this, everything is agyana. So you might be carrying so many conceptions, what is jnana, what is agyana. But let me tell you, Krishna is telling, what is jnana? So he starts here, what is jnana? And he says, if you... Now see, people have, like we hear in Gita, there is jnana in the mode of ignorance, passion, knowledge, in the mode of goodness. So there is jnana in different modes. And everybody has certain knowledge, what is best. Like yesterday, I was doing a program and one lady came in the program. All the time she was telling that in that program that, she asked a question, what is the goal of life? And then I explained in our standard Hare Krishna style, what is the goal of life? Then she said, but the goal of life is to become famous. Kuch karke dikhana. Kuch naam kamana. Kuch karke dikhayenge, naam bada hoga. Aap itne bade athlete huye, aap itne bade sports star huye, cricket star huye, ye huye, film star huye. Naam hoga to humare parivar ka naam hoga, family ka naam hoga. Do something, get some name, get some fame. This is the goal of life. What is this going back to God at? Koi goal hai kya? Aur kisi ko malum bhi nahi chahiye. Naam hua ki nahi hua, back to God at gaye ki nahi gaye, malum bhi nahi. अरे गोल तो बैट है जिस दैट इज द गोल वो गोल तो वो है जिसमें नाम हो जिसमें कुछ सेलिब्रिटी बनो सो पीपल हैव डिफरेंट गोल्स लाइक दिस वन गाय दिस वन टीचर ही वाज टीचिंग एवरीवन एंड ही वाज टीचिंग सो ही आस्क्ड द स्टूडेंट्स दे वर बॉयज दे वर गर्ल्स एंड ही आस्क्ड द बॉयज ओके बॉयज टुडे वी आर नाउ गोइंग टू स्टडी प्लीज टेल अस व्हाट यू वुड लाइक टू बिकम व्हेन यू ग्रो अप एंड द फर्स्ट स्टूडेंट वाज सिटिंग राइट इन द फ्रंट स्टूडेंट नंबर ए मिस्टर संजय वाज सिटिंग देयर That was the student's name. And then he said, Mr. Sanjay, what would you like to become? He said, oh, I would like to become chartered accountant. And then I would become such a big chartered accountant. I would have office in every major city. And I would have office in every major country. And then I would have a bungalow in every major country. And then I would...
I would take the best flights and I would have the best enjoyment and the best retreat. And he goes on and on and on and on. And then he says, shut up. I ask you in one line, what would you like to be? All other students, tell us in one line, what would you like to be? One statement, one word. Somebody says doctor, somebody says businessman, somebody says... Then the ladies ka number aaya. Then he says, girls, tell us in one word, what would you like to be? Then the first girl, tell us, what would you like to be in one word? Sir, I would like to become Sanjay ki wife. So their level of knowledge is, at the most you get success, you get money, you get success. And if this guy is working so hard to get money, why should I work hard? Just become his wife and make friendship and done. So this is knowledge in the mode of passion, where a person is just thinking only about money, money, success, and easy way out. So there is, this is, but there he is telling, what is knowledge? And some people have partial knowledge, some people have full knowledge. Some people knowledge is, bas jindagi mein ek achha karya karo, duniya mein kisi ko dukh mat do, Bhagawan khush ho jayenge. Like this one guy, you know, anyway, we'll come to that point. So here, this 20 points of knowledge. Let us discuss what are the 20 points of knowledge. Etat jnanam iti proktam ajnanam yadatanyatha. If you reject this, then you are lost. The first is humility, amanatvam. This is the knowledge which will help you to awaken the difference between kshetra and kshetrajna, which will help you to awaken what is your real identity. And main thing is, it will help you to see what is gaya. Gaya is the object of knowledge, that is soul and super soul. So when somebody is obsessed with just doing world tours and earning money and going for a vacation, usko, he doesn't understand this transcendence. Like at one place we had to arrange a seminar and somebody was asking what topic of the seminar. Then somebody suggested, Mrityu ko kaise paar kare? I said, nobody will come to that seminar. What a topic? Who would like to come to that seminar? Who is interested in transcendence? So here we have this knowledge, jnana, which will give you gaya. So jiska wo goal hai, only that person will be able to practice this. If that is not the goal, then none of these points will make sense. But if that is the goal, then these points are brilliant. Humility. It says, definition of humility, Prabhupada gives, one who is not anxious of being honored by others. Now this is also, this has so many aspects this definition can have. So many angles we can look at this definition. One should be not anxious of being honored by others. Which means humbly one knows what are one limits, what is one insignificant position, how one is dependent on Supreme Personality of Godhead. What is this Maya? What is Prakriti? One understands all these things. Like a simple thing, this somebody wrote this another point here, you know. He says, thoda sa khud ke liye bhi, thoda sa khud ke liye chup chup ke jiya karo. Kyun? Thoda sa khud ke liye chup chup ke ji liya karo, kyunki ye wo zamana hai sahib, इसमें कोई आपको ये नहीं कहेगा कि आप थक गए हो, आराम कर लो. The point is, खुद के लिए जिया करो. And खुद के लिए जिया करो means one understands what is, now I was just trying to reflect on this, what it means. Which means how insignificant we are in the control of Maya, and our main purpose is to get rid of Maya. Like Srila Prabhupada always, you know, says, my complaint with the Western disciples, they are not sufficiently afraid of Maya. And nowadays many motivational seminars, they say, please take out time for yourself. Reflect, introspect. Where am I? Where do I stand? What do I need to do? Am I progressing in my journey or only spending time in paropkar? Because for people in the mode of goodness, the biggest killer is compassion. People in the mode of passion, sense gratification is the biggest killer. People in the mode of goodness, compassion is the biggest killer. And then he says, amanitvam, adhambitvam. These are big topics. I am just touching that how this is knowledge. Adhambitvam is pridelessness. Like I was talking to one of the devotees in the ashram. And he was sharing a nice incident. When you say adhambitvam, pride means One should not be proud of being ahead of everyone. And one should not be sad of being the last. Because kaal jab badalta hai, to sab kuch palat ke rakh deta hai. So this devotee was telling an experience how life is a parade. And life is a parade, and this devotee was telling how in his school time he never wanted to be in the front, he wanted to be in the last. I mean, some people are shy, you know, they don't want to be in the front. And some people are like always the front benchers. Like during our MBBS days, when we were doing MBBS, we used to call ourselves as MBBS, Members of Backbencher Society. That was the definition of MBBS. Because we always like to be in the backbench. Now, when there is a parade going on, somebody is in the front, somebody is in the back, because somebody is shy, somebody is very extrovert, outgoing, sitting in the front. But life can sometimes say, or the commander or the teacher says, turn back. Turn back, suddenly who was the last becomes the front, suddenly who was the front becomes the last. And then it's very difficult for the person who never wanted to be in the front, and it's very difficult for the person who was too proud of being in the front. Suddenly he's last. He says, Adham Bhitvam, do not be proud of your position, because life, kal, time can any time say, turn back. And the person who was in the front suddenly is at the back, and the person who was in the back suddenly in the front. So this is also knowledge, Adham Bhitvam. Then he says, freedom from false ego. Out of 20, I am touching only few. Anahankara. Ahankar mat rakhiye. Now how many times we must have heard this? And I read, just 3 days back I was reading this. Maybe some of you would have read this. Very wonderful statement. He says, this ego is so dangerous. Ahankar is so dangerous. He says, previously we used to read indigestion. When there is an indigestion, take ino, kaam banaye 6 seconds mein. And ego, kaam bigade 6 seconds mein. So one is ino, one is ego. E-N-O-E-G-O. Very dangerous, ego. And another thing he says, and the ego is there, it is not difficult to say sorry, but then gear the object of knowledge, if you have to achieve, then you have to get rid of that ego, and if you have to do that surgery, which is a very difficult surgery, sometimes you have to say, sorry. Please everyone say, sorry. Sorry, what a sweet word, sorry. But most difficult to say, sorry. Now one place it was written, sorry is such a strange word. Agar aadmi bol de, to jhagda khatam. Doctor bol de, to aadmi khatam. Agar doctor ne bol diya, sorry, matlab aadmi khatam. So, ego and ino. Ino kaam banaye 6 seconds mein, ego kaam bigade 6 seconds mein. Sorry, aadmi ne bola, jhagda khatam. Doctor ne bola, aadmi khatam. Like that. I can remember I was hearing in one of the Gorgopalpur's class, he was telling, he said, kabhi bhagwan ko naraz mat karna, doctor ke paas jana padega, aur doctor ko naraz mat karna, bhagwan ke paas jana padega. So yeah, so doctor says sorry, then you are gone. And then the next thing is, have a guru. Acharyopasanam. No, this world also makes fun of guru also. In this world there is a different understanding of guru. Apun guru hai. What kind of guru you are? Right? So what kind of guru you are? So here this point is guru. Like there is one flight which was a helicopter. Suddenly helicopter, everybody had to jump down the rope line. Rope. And everybody had to jump from the rope, and there are like 10 engineers, 5 doctors and 1 teacher hanging from the rope. And suddenly the announcement comes, 16 log bahut heavy ho gaye, ek aadmi ko kudna padega. Rassi itna vajan nahi le sakti. Teacher said, I am the guru, I am the teacher, I will leave so that all of you can be saved. Everybody very happy. But teacher said, before I leave, all of you clap for me. And everybody clapped, everybody down, teacher said. And then teacher said, Apun guru hai. So, people make fun of guru, you know. They say, this is guru. But guru is heavy. Guru always have an upper hand.
Guru is special. But those gurus, gurus which Gita is talking about is not the guru which this world is talking about. So here everything has a guru. Sports has a guru, wrestling has a guru, cricket has a guru, gambling has a guru, everything has a guru. But Gita is talking about guru means somebody who is trained in the principles of Bhagavad Gita. Go and look for that association who is trained in these principles. Tadvidhi pranipatena pariprashnena sevaya. Humbly you serve, ask questions, inquire, put yourself humbly there, not anxious to be honored by respect. And actually one should not read any other book, just these 20 points. Because we read so many other books, these 20 points get covered, they become difficult to practice because so many things are offering so many ideas. Or we have heard in the past, so many ideas. So we have heard so many ideas in the past, how somebody should deal, how relationship should be, how somebody should have behavior. But we do not read 20 points which they are demanding if you want to see soul and super soul. And then our goal also gets blurred. So therefore one should look for such a good association. Like sometimes, you know, we say, I just want a place at the dust of your lotus feet. You know, sometimes we have such humble statements. That's all I want. Whether we mean it or not, but we say that at least. I just want to be placed in the dust of the lotus feet. So somebody was telling, संग लेना है तो अच्छा संग लीजिए संग लेना है तो अच्छा संग लीजिए क्योंकि सुनहार का कचरा भी बनिए के बादाम से महंगा होता है. No offense to banias and badam, badam भी बड़ा महंगा है. But the point is, सुनहार का कचरा भी बनिए के बादाम से महंगा होता है. The point is somebody, so सुनहार such a great association, even the कचरा purifies you. Not purify, I mean that is also great, that also offers you great wealth. So if somebody just remains in the shadow of the great association, that purifies. Not that somebody has to do something big. Just the honor of being in the great assembly. It's such a wonderful assembly of so many senior devotees. Just the honor of being there is a great thing. Sunahar ka kachra bhi baniye ke badam se mehenga hota hai. So therefore, we have to understand the importance of Acharya Pasanam, worshipping great souls, getting their mercy, getting their blessings. And then the next point which says is tolerance. What is the Sanskrit? Shantir, right? Shantir, tolerance. Huh? No, but what is in this Gita verse comes? No, I'm talking about the verse. Anyway, so this tolerance. So tolerance and patience is also important. So to tolerate, you have to have patience also. And he said, this quality is very important because big things always come after patience. Agar aapko gear chahiye, soul and super soul knowledge chahiye, Bhagwan ko janna hai, please practice this quality the most. That's why Brahmaji is telling, tatte nukampa susamikshamana. Ukti pade sadaya bhag. Such a person who tolerates, patiently awaiting the mercy. Now the wonderful thing is, Rupa Goswami puts this verse in 64 items. 64 items of bhakti mein se, thik hai, jap likha hai, shravan likha hai, arch vigraha puja is written there. But then in the middle they write this quality. As one of the angas, one of the limbs which will help you to awaken bhakti. Tattenukampa susamikshamana bhunjan evatma kritam vivakam. You are suffering the reactions of your own past mistakes. Just tolerate and patiently awaits the mercy. And such a person earns the rights, earns the claims to go back to Godhead. So some people are too eager to go back to Godhead, but first point is, have you earned the rights to do that? And that earned the right is mentioned by this verse. Tolerate and patiently awaits the mercy while going through the reactions to his past misdeeds, his or her past misdeeds. And one tolerates, the result is very sweet. One won't have patience, result is very sweet. Like another quote which is there, the word thousand. Thousand word comes after counting 12999. And this letter A, if you have English, O-N-E-1, T-W-O-2, T-H-R-E-E-3, F-O-U-R-4, F-I-V-E-5. In none of these alphabets, A comes.
S-I-X 6, S-E-V-E-N 7, E-I-G-H-T 8, N-I-N-E 9, T-E-E-N 10. I don't know who did this observation. I don't know what they are doing, getting such observations. But the letter A comes only in the word thousand, which comes after going from 1 to 999. So if you want position A, you have to tolerate and be patient. So A will come in the word thousand. Tab tak wo aayega nahi. Similarly, if somebody has gear as the goal, his goal is not to make any success in this world, then he will practice these 20 points, tolerance. And then he says, Janma Mrityu Jara Vyadhi Dukkha Doshanu Darshanam. Janma Mrityu Jara Vyadhi Dukkha Doshanu Darshanam. Please have this perception, try to perceive in this world what's happening. Do not get overwhelmed by other emotions of happiness and distress. Try to see through the happiness and distress like an x-ray machine or like a scan what's happening in this world, birth, old age, disease, death. There is no other reality. See, perception is such a strange thing. Just the perception changes the whole thing. One place it was written, insan ki soch itni ajeeb hai aur itni neech hai. Insan ki soch itni ajeeb hai aur itni neech hai. उसको जानवर कह दिया जाए तो गुस्सा हो जाता है, शेर कह दिया जाए तो खुश हो जाता है. अरे शेर भी तो जानवर ही है ना. I have seen sometimes fathers saying, you know, अरे तुम शेर की औलाद है, शेर की औलाद. But no father say, तुम जानवर की औलाद है, जानवर की. You don't say like that. So this is perception. It's the same thing but differently perceived. Because जानवर में शेर is special. Similarly, this world, there is a perception of happiness, distress, but there is a perception of birth, old age, disease, death. Please look at that and do not perceive something else. Therefore, for Janma Mrityu Jara Vyadhi, the quote is, Jiski koi guarantee nahi, uska naam jindagi hai, aur jiski puri guarantee hai, uska naam maut hai. So, koi guarantee nahi, wo jindagi hai. Kab kya ho, you don't know what will come suddenly in front of you, how your time will say, turn back. And the parade, the person last is front, front is last. Koi guarantee nahi. Jiski koi guarantee nahi, uska naam jindagi hai. Jiski puri guarantee hai, uska naam maut hai. So therefore he says, please try to perceive birth, old age, disease, death, and then you will be very happy. Then you will understand what is the goal of life. And then he says, freedom from entanglement with children, wife, home and the rest. Putradara grihadishu. One should be free from the entanglement. I was thinking, when somebody, like there was one grihastha devotee giving a lecture to grihasthas. And everybody could relate to every point. Because every family has the same story. Right, if a brahmachari is giving class to brahmacharis, everybody can relate. Sabka vahi story. Generally. So when you somebody says, Are kya class diya? You have spoken just the points of my heart. Which means everybody is getting the same kicks in the material world. Or everybody is experiencing the same mercy of Krishna. So it's the positive side or the negative side. Prabhupada writes, one should, in this purport he says, one should develop that pessimism to material world. Something I am paraphrasing. Wo pessimism word aata hai. Prabhupada says one should develop this pessimistic attitude. So there was one of the householder devotees, he was giving class to a group of householders, and then he was telling, what is the nature of wife? What is the nature of husband? And every time he would say, these are the weaknesses of the wife. All the husbands clap, sahi bola, this is what it is. And when he would say, weakness is the husband, all the wives, yes, this is what we are going through every day. You can suddenly relate. You can connect. One person is telling, Log pasand karne lage hain alfaz mere. Log pasand karne lage hain alfaz mere. Matlab mohabbat mein barbaad aur bhi hue hain. This means everyone in the world is going through the same realization, and the moment you speak it out, everyone says, "Arey, aapko kaise malum?" And when Bhagavatam speaks those realizations, then you see, "Arey, this is." So when somebody goes through some experience and then compares to Bhagavatam, therefore to relish Bhagavat, to relish Gita, one has to serve in the association of devotees in a mission. So then you can relate. Yudhishthira Maharaj was in the mission, and what happened? Parikshit was in a certain mission. Or when we have some ambitions, and you hear about Chitraketu, or when you hear about Nalakuvar Manigrib, then you understand what happens. So there is a relation. So he says, freedom from children, wife, home and rest. So like this, there are wonderful points. There are many, many points. I'll just mention one last point. Detachment. He says, detachment is also very important. He says, do not think your position is very important. You are doing great contributions in this world, but your contributions are very much time bound. Be detached. The problem is Kshetragya identifies too much with Kshetra, but does not identify with the superior Kshetragya, that is super soul, and therefore suffers. And therefore thinks, I am the cause, it is the cause of holding the whole Divar. So therefore it says, remain detached, understanding, tabhi tak tum puche jaoge, jab tak kaam aoge. तभी तक तुम पूछे जाओगे जब तक काम आओगे चिरागों के जलते ही बुझा दी जाती हैं तीलियां. यू टेक अ मैच स्टिक एंड थ्रो इट वंस द चिराग इज फंक्शनिंग. सिमिलरली वी आर यूज्ड फॉर सम पर्पस एंड देन वी आर थ्रोन आउट एंड रिजेक्टेड. देयरफॉर इट सेज रिमेन डिटैच. दैट इज द point of knowledge which help us to achieve gaya. Otherwise we will get everything in this world, because Krishna ke devotee das nahi hoga kabhi udas. Makhan Duryodhan le gaya, makhan chor hai mere paas. But the point is worshipping Krishna we will get everything in this world. But getting Krishna, one has to keep this point, whether I am preaching or not preaching, whether I am doing seva or not seva, seva karna hai, what I am saying, whether I am contributing to the world or not, whether I am earning fame or name, whether I have children, no children, whether this or that, but the point is whether I am practicing these 20 points, then Krishna is ours, gaya is ours, mukti pade sa daya bhag. Such a person earns his rights back home, back to Godhead. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Samaveta Bhaktavrinda ki jai. Hare Krishna.